Shalom to all! Today's daf is about Basar Daf Ayin Gimel, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Perek, and today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hur Nishama Shadav and Aliyah, and in honor of the first yard site of Mars Esther Malka Basar Asher Zelga Kayin, Hur Nishama Shadav and Aliyah, and she should be Melech Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. And we'll continue discussing a sale and what is or is not included in that, and in this Perek we begin discussing Metaltalin. Previously we were talking about Karka, such as a house or a field. Now we begin by talking about a boat. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamechas Asvina, somebody who sells a boat is really referring to a ship, a very large boat. Machar Zatayren, included in that sale automatically, even without saying it, is the Tayren, which is the mast, Vesa Nes, and the sail, Vesa Oigen, and the anchor, Ves Kalman Higinoisa, and all the things that lead the boat or move it along, and the Gemara is going to explain what that is. Avaloi Machar Loyas Avadim, but not included in the sale is the Avadim, the slaves or the sailors that are on the ship, Vesa Martufin, and not the bags or the sacks that hold all the stuff that's in the ship, Vesa Antiki, and not the cargo in the ship. However, it was Bancha Amar Loi, if the seller told the buyer, it and everything else inside is included. Hariglun Mechurin, so everything's sold. I think Mar begins by talking about these terms in the Mishnah that we said. Tyren, what is this? Iskaria, it's the mast, as we explained. V'chein Ho'emer, we have a pasuk that says, Erez Molvan Lokachu, they took a cedar from Lebanon, Lasais Tyren Olayich, to make a Tyren on you, and this is the Navi describing a ship. And so we see that a Tyren is taken from a cedar, obviously it's referring to a mast. Nes, what is this? Adara, it's the sail. V'chein Ho'emer, we have a pasuk that says, Shesh Berikma Mitzrayim Hay Mifraseich, embroidered linen from Mitzrayim was your spread, Li Yaslach L'Nes, to be a Nes, meaning a mast for you. And this is also talking about a ship in the pasuk. Again, what's this? Tani Reb Chiya, he explains, Elu Egin and Shalah, these are the anchors. V'chein Omer, we have a pasuk in Megillas Rus that tells us, Nami told her daughter-in-laws, trying to convince them not to come with her. Halahin Saberna, will you wait for them, Adashay Yigdalu, until they grow up? Halahin Te Agena, are you going to hold yourselves back, Lubilti Ayos La'ish, and not get married to a man? And so we see this lashon of Te Agena is holding yourself back, which is what, in Egin, the anchor does to a ship. It holds it back and basically keeps it in the same place. And Manhigin, what are these things that move the ship forward? Amar Baba, he explains, these are the oars. Chenu Emer also says in the pasuk, they made your oars out of oak from Bashan. Alternatively, a different pasuk tells us, and from their boats will come down all who hold onto an oar. And we have a bryce that continues talking about a ship. Tan Rabbanu, the bryce tells us, someone who sells a ship, included in that is the iskala, which the proper term for is a gangplank. It is basically a piece of wood or the ramp that everyone uses to get from the ground onto the ship. Also the water tank that's inside the ship, it's going on salty seas. You can't drink that water, so you have to have a store of water in the ship. Rav Nosson tells us, Hamechas Svinos, someone who sells a ship, Machas Abitzes, included in that is the Bitzes, which is like the small rowboat attached to it, which helps ferry people to and from the shore. And so Chasimer, Hamechas Svinos, Machas Aduges, someone who sells a ship, included in the sale is a Duges, which is the same thing as a Bitzes. And the Gemara clarifies, and moreover, Rav tells us, Bitzes and Duges, Bitzes and Duges are the same thing. It's this little rowboat attached to the ship. And so why do they use two different terms? Rav Nosson Bavla, Rav Nosson was from Bavel, and Havakari La Butzes. That's what they used to call this boat, a butzes. Kid Army Inchi, it's like what people say in Bavel, butzi asa de meishan. The butzi asa, this little boat of the Meishan River. And Somchas by Eretz Yisrael, Somchas was from Eretz Yisrael, Karlo Duges, he would call this boat a Duges, because the pasuk tells us, Bachrischen besiras duga, and your offspring are to be carried away into Galus in boats of duga. Duga has to do with the word dug, so it's basically referring to a little fishing boat. As we see, the butzes and duga are the same exact thing, it's just that one is a Bavel term and one is an Eretz Yisrael term. As soon as the Gemara talks about a ship, now goes in Tagara to Gemara's, beginning with ships. And this following somewhat famous Haggadah is known as Rabbi Bar Chana and teaches us 21 stories. Now these cannot be taken at face value, as is going to be abundantly clear the moment we begin, and as with virtually every Haggadah to Gemara, there are deep messages hidden inside these words, and with these stories in particular, many greats of the previous and current generation have endeavored to explain their meaning and lessons. Now even a basic understanding of these Gemaras is beyond the scope of our learning together, so we're just going to be reading and translating the words in their simplest form. And here we begin, Amar Rabba, this is really referring to Rabbi Bar Chana, Ishtali Nechus Hayama, the people who go down to sea told me, Haigal de Mitbel Svino, this wave that threatens to sink a ship, Mischazi Kitsutsisa de Nura Chivarta Beresha. It seems to have an edge of white fire all the way at its tip. That's like a Malach Chabalah that wants to destroy. Machtinali Balvasa, if one strikes it with a stick, the Chakik Ale, and the following is engraved on this stick. The following three names of Hashem, Ekya Sher Ekya, Ka, and Hashem Tzvakais Amin Amin Sela, Vinayachlin, it's going to calm down and it's not going to swamp the ship. Number two, Amar Rabba, again this Rabbi Rechana, Ishtali Nechusayama, the people who go down to sea told me, Bengal Legala Tlasme Aparsi, there's 300 parsais in between each wave, Veruma the Galo Talasmeo Parsi, and the height of the wave is 300 parsais. Azimna Chada Habazlin Barucha, one time we're going all the way, Udalin and Gala, and a wave lifted us up so high, Ad Chazin and Beimar Bate to Kaich Lazuta, until we were able to see with the smallest star where it was, Bahavioli, and it seemed to me, Kimvazar Abayan Grive Bizar the Chardola, that it was large enough one could plant 40 car of mustard seed in it, and mustard needs more space than regular stuff does, and therefore this is quite large. And Vidalin and Tve, if the wave would have picked us up even higher, Havmaklin and Mehevle, we would have been burned by its heat. Kilo Gala Kal Chaverta, and one wave called out to the other one, Chavirti, my friend, Shavak Midi Ba'alma Dulash Tafte, did you leave anything in the world you haven't swapped with your water? Dinesia no and Abde, that I can go and destroy it? The second one assumed that the first one had destroyed the entire world because he was such a tall wave, and people due to their averas deserve to be destroyed. So he asked him, maybe you left something for me that I could destroy. Amalisa, the second wave told the first one, Pukhazik Vurta Demarich, go ahead and see the strength of your master, which is referring to Hashem, Malaychuta Khalavaloy Avri, even a thread worth of sand, I'm not able to cross over. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ha'aisi loy tironum Hashem, are you not going to fear me, says Hashem? And he panel isachilu, if you're not going to tremble before me, Asher Samti Chal Gvul Yayam, who has made the sand the border of the sea, Chak Oilam Vloy Avrenu, for everlasting chayk that's not able to be crossed over. Basically, the wave was saying that as tall and as powerful as I am, there's a chayk Hashem sent into the world that we're not able to cross over the sand, therefore I didn't destroy the world. Story number three, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Ruchana said, Ledi Chazili Hurman Barlilis, according to the Rajbam, it's Hurman Barlilis, I saw this Hurman or Hurman Barlilis, he was a shade, the son of the shade Alilis, Kiraita Kofi Deshur de Mechuza, he was running atop the wall of Mechuza, Vroid Parsha Kirachiv Chevas Mitase, and there was a fellow riding an animal below him, Velo Yachile, and this Hurmiz wasn't able to catch up with the fellow riding the animal. Now the rider down below didn't know that there was a shade chasing him, and this is a kindness that Hashem does for people, the shade that were not able to catch up with them and harm them. And Zemin Chada one time, Hav Masar Gunle, Tarti Kudnaise, there were two mules that were saddled, they were ready for this Hurmiz, Bekaimon, Ein Gimel on Bez on top, Atre Gishre de Regnag, they were standing on two bridges that were over this river called Regnag, Veshavar Mehai Lahai Mehai Lahai, and this Hurmiz was jumping from one mule to the other, basically from one bridge to another, but it was on top of these mules, Venakatre Mizge de Chamar Biyade, and he was holding two glasses of wine in his hands, Umark Mehai Lahai Mehai Lahai, he was pouring them from one glass to another, Veloinot Veni Teftel Ara, and not even one drop spilled onto the ground. And Ba'isai Yom, Yalushma Mir Duhaimais Hava, that day the weather was described by this pasuk of Yalushma Mir Duhaimais, which literally means go up to heavens and go down to the depths, that's referring to ships in the water, the waves were so tempestuous that the boats would go all the way up and then crash all the way down, and even on such a day, he was able to jump back and forth between these mules, pouring the wine back and forth in between the cups and not spill anything. Now this happened at the Shom B. Malkusov Katlu until the king heard about him and had him killed. This is either referring to the king of the Shadim, and he had this Hurmiz killed because he was showing off to people, or as a human king heard about this because this Hurmiz came from Shadim, but he had a human form, and so the human king was afraid that this Hurmiz would take over, so therefore he had him killed. On to our fourth story, Amar Rabba Lidi Chazili or Zila Bar Yome, I saw an Urzila, which is a Re'aim. We see this animal talked about called Re'aim, so I saw this one day old Re'aim, the Havakahar Tavar, it was as big as Har Tavar. And Har Tavar Kamahava, how big is Har Tavar, says the Gemara? Arba Parsi, it's four parsais. And the story continues, Umishach Tzavari Tlasa Parsi, the length of its neck was three parsais, and Ubeim Arbati Dureshi Parsu Palga, the place where it rested its head was a parsa and a half, and Ramo Kufta, it excreted its glolim, Visachar Leil Yardana, and that stopped up the Jordan River until it was dissolved by the water. Fifth story, Amar Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Chana said, Lodi Chazuli Hahia Kruksa, I saw a frog that have a bay Akrada Grunya, it was the size of Akrada Grunya, which is a city, the Akrada Grunya Kamahava, and how big is Akrada Grunya, says the Gemara, Shitin Bati, 60 houses, and whenever the Gemara used the word 60, it just means a lot, so it doesn't specifically mean 60, it could be even more than that, and the story continues, Asa Tanina Bla, a Tanin, which refers to a large creature that's in the sea, we'll translate it as a sea monster, it came and swallowed this frog, and Asa Pushkansa, a female raven came along, Ublala Tanina, and swallowed the sea monster, Vasal Kyasabilana, and went up and sat on a tree, and the Gemara now tells us, Tachazi Kamenavish Cheladilana, go see how strong this tree is, that this raven was able to sit on it and not break it, and Omar of Papa Bar Shmuel says, Eloi Havai Hasam, if I wasn't there, Loi Himni, I would never believe that myself. On to the sixth story of Omar Abrachan. Abrachan tells us, Zimun Chada, Hava Kazin Besfinta, one time I was going on a ship, Chazin Hu Kavra, and we saw a fish, the Yasvale, Achlatina, Boosie, that an Achlatina, which literally means a mud eater, that's referring to like a small sheretz that's in the water, it went onto the fish's nose. The Bach adds in the word, Umis, and the fish died, Vadhu Maiv Shadu Laguda, and water spat this dead fish out and threw it onto the shore, Vachar Mine Shitin Mchuze, and 60 cities were destroyed because of the fish landing on them, of Achumine Shitin Mchuze, and 60 other cities ate from this fish, Umochumine Shitin Mchuze, 60 other cities salted some of the fish to save it for later, and Umilu Mechad Galgalta de Eine Tlas Megarbi Mishcha, just from one eyeball, they filled 300 barrels of oil, and Vrihajan Labasar Tracer Yachishasa, when we came back after 12 months to the same place, Chazine de Hava Kamanasu Megarbi Metalalta, we saw that they were cutting or sawing from its bones in order to build huts out of them, Vyasam Livninhu Hanach Mchuze, and they started rebuilding those cities that were destroyed. destroyed when the fish fell on them. On to the seventh story. Rabbi Khan said, Zimna Khadu one time, have a Khazin Basfinta, we're going on a ship. Khazina hu kavro, we saw this fish, the Yasulay Khosagabe, that some sand landed on its back, Vakadach Agmailave, and grass started growing on it. Vasarvan Yabeshtahi, we thought it was dry land. We thought it was an island in the middle of the ocean. Vsalkinava Finum Bashlina Gabe, and we went up and we sat there, we relaxed, and we baked and we cooked on it. Vakadacham Gabe, when the fish's back got hot, is apech, it turned over. Bilav the Havimakarvasvinta, and if the ship wasn't nearby, Havtavinon, we would have drowned. On to the eighth story. Rabbi Khan said, one time we're going on a ship, and the ship was traveling between one fin and the other of a fish. In other words, this fish was so large, its two fins were sticking out of the water, and the ship was going in between fin one and fin two. It took 3 days and three nights to go from one to the other, and to add to how large the fish is, the fish was going against the wind, and we were going with the wind, so the fish was traveling the opposite direction of the boat. And if you want to say that the boat wasn't really going so fast, it didn't travel a lot during that time, so it's not such a big chiddush, the fish wasn't that big, I'm going to tell you, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, the amount of time it takes to heat up a pot of hot water, this ship traveled 60 parsais, it was going so fast, and a horseman shot an arrow, the ship beat the arrow, it was going so quickly. And nonetheless, it still took 3 days to get from fin one to fin two of the fish, even though the boat was traveling in the opposite direction of the fish, so it must have been huge. And from Ravashi, Vashi said, "Who gilded the yama havoi?" That fish is called gilded yama. The islay trace shaitzi. It has two fins as opposed to standard fish only have one fin on their back. On to the ninth story. From Rabbi Khan said, "Zimna chada havazlin was finta. One time we're going on a ship, b'chazina hutzefra, and we saw a bird, the kaim ad kartzuli b'maya, that was standing up until its ankles in water, v'reishi berkia, and its head was in the shemaim. V'armina, we said, like a maya, it must be there's not so much water over here because the water only reaches the ankles of this bird. Ubina lechas lakuri nafshin, and we want to go down. We want to jump out of the boat and cool ourselves off in the water, take a little bit of a swim. Vinafik Baskal, a Baskal came out, Varmalon, and told us, Loi Techus Ahacha, don't go down over here. If you want to know how deep it is, Dinafas Lechatzitz al Barnagra, a Barnagra, which is a carpenter, he dropped his axe here. Hashev Shani, it's been 7 years, Veloi Kamatia Ara, and the axe still has not reached the bottom. Velav Misham Dinafishimaya, and it's not just because it's very deep and there's a lot of water there. El Misham Dinafishimaya, it's also because the water is Rudfi, it's tempestuous. There's a very big current, it's constantly being kicked up down there. Therefore, you should be very careful. Don't swim in that area. And Amar Rashi said, Hahu Ziz Sadaihu. This bird that they saw is called the Ziz Sadai. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, the Ziz Sadai Madi, and the Ziz Sadai is with me, and this bird was so tall, its head was in Shemayim, so that's the bird that's with Hashem, that's the Ziz Sadai. And on our 10th story, Amar Rabbi Khan said, Zimr Chada, Hava Kazlin Madbara, one time we were going in the desert, we saw these geese, the Shamti Gad Fayim Mishminaihu, whose feathers fell out because they were so fat, and there was rivers of oil from the fat of these geese, they were flowing underneath them. And Amilu, I asked them, Islam Bigavaihu, Khalkal Amada Asi, are we gonna have a portion of you in Alam Haba? And Khadidali Gadfa, one of the geese raised his wing to show that yes, you're gonna have from the wing, and Khadidali Atma, one of them raised his thigh to show that yes, you're gonna have from the thigh. And Kiasali Kamidra Blazar, when I came to Belazar and I told him about this, Amrli, he told me, Asidin Sirlita and Alana Sadin, Amishal is gonna give Din Vikhajbin because of them. They're going through such terrible tsar that they're so fat and they're waiting for Mashiach to come in order for us to be able to eat them, but because of our sins, Mashiach doesn't come, so we're going to have to give it in v'chashben for causing this tsar b'alechayim. Now the Maseches tells us, Simana ka'afra t'chelta t'rakta krafta l'salte, and this is going to be the upcoming Gemara. So here we have our 11th story of Amar Rabbi Khan says, Zimel chada ha'vakazinu madbra, one time we were going in the desert, v'slavi ba'adana hutaya, and there was an Arab merchant that came along with us. T'avishakal afra, he was able to take dirt from the ground, umayrachle and smell it, v'amar and say, ha'urchle duchta palon, this is the way that brings us to such and such place, v'ha'urchle duchta palon, and this is the way that brings us to a different place. Amrino le, so we asked him, Kamrach kinu imaya, how far away are we from water? Va'amrlan, so he told us, Havali afra, give me some dirt. Yavinale, we gave him, Va'amrlan, he told us, Tamni parse, we're 8 parsais away, because he smelled it and he was able to tell. Now, Tanino ni viavinale, we did this again and we gave him more dirt. This was a little bit later on in the journey. Amrlan, he told us, Tamrach kinon flasa parse, we're 3 parsais away from water. Now, Ichbisle, I switched around these different samples of dirt for him, Valoy chilisle, and I wasn't able to catch him. He wasn't just making it up, he really was able to tell, based off of the smell of this dirt, how far away they were from any particular place. On to our 12th story, Rabbi Khanna says, Amar Lee, that this Arab fellow told me, Ta'ach vilach mese midbar, let me show you the people who died in the midbar, meaning the 40-year journey of Am Yisrael through the midbar, we know the majority of Yidden died. So this Arab fellow told Rabbi Khanna, I'm going to show you all those people. Azli, I went, Chazesinu, I saw them, V'damu kamadim vasme, it looked like they were drunk. A person who drank too much, their face shines, and these people had a glowing complexion, even though it was many hundreds of years later. Ayn Dalan Amar Alfa on top, V'ganu aparkid, they were lying on their backs, V'hava skifa birke de chai Minayu, and the knee of one of them was raised up. This air merchant went under the knee. Kirachav Gamla, he was riding his camel, Uzgiva Rumche, and his spear was sticking up straight. Veloy Nagabe, he still didn't touch the leg. This person was so huge. And what happened? Rabbi Chana continues, Paske Chadakarn Tchelted Chad Minayu, I cut off the Tcheles, which means I cut off the tzitzis of one of these people. But we weren't able to move on. Amar Li, so the Arab asked me, Dilmashakas Midi Minayu, did you take something from them? Ahadre, you have to give it back. Digmiri, because we have a tradition, says this Arab, Dimandashakal Midi Minayu, that somebody who takes something from these people, Lo Mistagile, he's not able to continue on. He gets stuck in his place. And Azay Hadarte, I went and returned it, Vahad Mistagilon, then we were able to continue. And Kiasar the commander Rabbanon, when I came to the Rabbanon and I told him what happened, Amar Li, they told me, Kol Abba Chamra, every Abba is a donkey, Vahal Barbar Chana, Sechsa, and every Barbar Chana is a fool. Now it's very interesting to note over here, they were calling Rabbi Barbar Chana Abba, and that's because it was actually his name. His name wasn't Rabba. His name was Rav Abba. It's just that when you say Rav Abba together, it sounds like Rabba, so we just call him Rabbi Barbar Chana, similar to the name Ravina. His name wasn't Ravina. His name was Rav Avina. It's just that when you say it together, it sounds like Ravina, so Gemara calls him Ravina. And so we're basically telling him that he's like a donkey and he's a fool. And why is that? Because of my halchasa avad hachi. Why did you do that? Why did you cut off this person's tzitzis? Lameda ikbe shama ikbe hill. You want to see if the halacha is like b'shamay b'shamay hill in regards to tzitzis. And so you didn't actually have to take it to still know the halacha. Should have just counted the threads and the wound sections of the tzitzis, and then you would have known what the halacha is. And it's a shame that you didn't do that. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up to continue to talk about more stories with Rabbi Chanan, this Arab merchant. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.